News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Young Scientist and Technology exhibition has a new sponsor and they have a very personal connection to it. And News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, joins us now with Tech Check. Jess, tell us what's happening with the Young Scientist.
Yeah, so BT, which had been sponsoring the competition for 25 years, announced that it was severing ties. They had put a huge amount, they transformed the competition, they kept it going during the pandemic, but the time was had come to bring that deal to an end. And so they opened it out to new sponsors, and in a good news story this Monday, Stripe has announced and come on board that they will be the sponsor for the next 5 years. The reason this is a feel-good story is because this time 20 years ago, one of the two Collison brothers was the champion of what was then the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. They have always spoken so kindly and warmly about what it meant for them to take part in that. Not only from a technological point of view and to be with thousands of like-minded students, but they also referred to the fact that it helped them with their communication skills and their confidence and put them on the world stage.
I actually remember one of them being interviewed 20 years ago in 2005. Mm. The other one won a category as
exactly,
well, didn't he?
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
one
yeah.
of them was the outright winner. And I remember the interview, maybe it's been played in the meantime since because of all their success. But
yeah.
But it is a lovely story.
It's a gorgeous story. And I think I was delighted when I saw this news and when I heard this news, because the BT Young Scientist, it is, or as it was then, now it's the Stripe Young Scientist. It is such an important outlet for young people. I took part in it two or three times. Yeah. But like the Collison brothers, now obviously I'm not quite at billionaire status yet. But
give you time, Jess Kelly, give you time.
Sure, it's only Monday morning. But that thing of finding your voice, finding your tribe, communicating with adults, their skills, they're soft skills, but they are vitally important.
Do you know what else as well? Like a lot of kids who go to school who are good at sports and all get all the accolades and they're up winning trophies and medals and playing for their counties or doing whatever they are. The nerdy kids don't have that opportunity, and this gives them something that, you know, everybody has different talents.
100%.
And I like this for that very reason.
I love it. It's one of, if I'm not in Vegas
not
for CES.
A single one of my children went anywhere near it. But anyway, there you go.
Well, I think you should go down in January when it's on next year. Make a point of going down and your heart will be happy because you will see people who are passionate. And what's great is that it's broadened out. It's not just STEM, so science, technology, engineering and maths. It's now STEAM. So they've added in that arts element. So you've got brilliantly creative children who are utilising different types of technology to bring their vision to life. And I just think it is a fantastic full circle moment to see the Collison brothers coming back 20 years later
giving back
to the community.
And maybe other kids will go on from the exact same thing. Look, thank you for that. I totally agree with you, by the way. I think it's a great story. Thank you. That is, of course, News Talk's tech correspondent, Jess Kelly.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.